temptation never ends while we are living in this body. Theologians talk about our final salvation. That is when we die and we are liberated from this body that is our home but causes us so much problem with temptation. When we are absent from the body and present with the Lord, Satan is no longer around to cause us trouble and to test us. Until that time, it never ends. Listen to what happened to Jesus after he had answered all the devil's questions and all of the temptations, and he had been tested and proved out to be the Son of God. It's a short verse, Luke 4, verse 13. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. You see, Jesus was going to be tempted again. We don't have a record of it, but we know that it happened. He was tempted in all ways like we are. He had a body just like ours. He did not have the sin principle that we deal with because he was sinless. But he endured all the temptation, and it never ended. Right up to the very time of his crucifixion, when he prayed, "Lord, not my will, but yours be done." And he had to be tested in that hour before he went to the cross. Know that temptation will be with you always, but know that the Holy Spirit of God is there. And this is what the Bible says, "Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." Let's pray. Father, I know that I will be tempted throughout all of my life. Sometimes I get very tired and frustrated with it, but I know this, you are with me every step of the way. And greater is your spirit within me than anything Satan can do to me. But help me to know, Lord, that he's trying to make me stumble and cost me my eternal soul. I pray, O Lord God, you would help me be strong. Lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from evil, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.